Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Do we have EJ, Justin?
I'm calling him right now.
All right. So in the meantime, I did want to mention, too, this Supreme Court battle over the Voting Rights Act and the Supreme Court battle that's happening right now over congressional redistricting. Kind of funny how some of these justices are still holding on to this idea that in the year 2025, we need to have these racially gerrymandered districts, and we have to do so in the name of some sort of civil rights equality. Actually, what it really comes down to is the Democrats want to be able to have their districts in Democrat areas, and they don't want to have representation that could actually lead to a Republican winning that seat. So they try to use race as the argument for that. When you look at Illinois, for example, and you see how clustered those districts are, and then in the Republican areas, how few comparatively they have congressional districts. It is a scam that's been going on for a long time. Was it necessary in the 1950s, as the justices questioned? It really doesn't matter because we're in the year 2025 now. So to go back to that and say we need to have this gerrymandered district because we have this civil rights crisis in our country is not, it's not accurate. And I was glad that Justice Clarence Thomas went down that road today, but obviously some of the other justices are total idiots. But let's welcome the chief economist for the Heritage Foundation, the one and only Dr. E.J. Antoni, who I ran into yesterday in the halls of Fox News. He was on Fox Business, and he came up to 12 to see me. And it's good to see you, my friend. How are you today?
Rich, I'm hanging in. It was great to see you, too. What a happy coincidence that was.
Happy coincidence when a couple of regular guys can be in the sacred halls of Fox News. So, and I should mention that Julia, who is the greeter, loved your tie. Me, not so much. She loved your purple tie though that you were rocking, and even suggested that I wear a pinstripe suit. But EJ, I'm not a pinstripe guy. You know what I mean?
Hey, to each his own, you know. I mean, it was, I still remember when the Phillies won the World Series in, what was that, 2008? And, you know, during the parade, Charlie, the manager at the time, comes out wearing pinstripes. And it was almost jarring. It seemed like it didn't fit, you know. It's just, everybody's got their own thing, and it's not for everybody, right?
No, but it works for you, and that's what counts. It works for you. Now, here's my question. Is it going to work for us if the Fed cuts interest rates again? And I know that the Fed chair was speaking in Philly yesterday. What's your sense of, I mean, it didn't seem like he really wants to. And he also brought up deportations as an excuse to possibly not, or at least not cut them as much as we need right now.
You know, this whole, the immigration and deportation, I'm so sick of this ridiculous argument from these clowns. These people, they're not even monetarists. They're not monetary scientists. They're not economists. They are lawyers, and they have no idea what they're doing here. I mean, look, if decreasing immigration is going to somehow cause inflation, then why didn't the huge influx in immigration, the huge increase in immigration, why didn't that cause deflation under Biden?
Right.
Instead, it was exactly the opposite. So you can't tell me that removing all of these people is going to cause prices to spike dramatically when bringing them here in the first place didn't cause prices to go down dramatically. It all goes back to this fallacy, Rich, where we make ridiculous assumptions like all of these people come here and work. None of them are on welfare. None of them commit crime. And none of them are using any kinds of social services, which is exactly what's happening en masse in California, where they are not only handing out driver's licenses, same thing in places like Minnesota, but they're automatically enrolling a lot of these folks for all kinds of welfare programs, too. And so, but even if they weren't, on welfare, again, they're still imposing costs on society. Their kids are still in schools paid for by our tax dollars. They're still driving on public roads paid for by our tax dollars, and they're still using hospital services paid for, again, you guessed it, by our tax dollars. You know, so again, this whole idea that somehow getting illegal aliens out of the country is going to cause inflation doesn't even pass the smell test. It's just absolutely wrong. But
yeah,
Go ahead. No, just going back to your question on interest rates here, because this is even more important, I think. You know, the problem here is that if all Powell is going to do is toy around with the one interest rate that he's really paying attention to, it's not necessarily going to filter down to broader market rates. This is exactly what happened in the fall of last year when they cut rates to try to give the stock market a good bump right before the election, because let's be honest, they were rooting for Kamala. When they did that, private market interest rates, things like the yield on treasuries, things like the interest rate on 30-year mortgages, they didn't go down by 100 basis points, which is what happened to the Fed rate. Those private market rates went up by 100 basis points. It had exactly the opposite effect because the Fed needs to move multiple levers at once if it really wants real-world interest rates to come down.
I think a lot of people are wondering when mortgage rates will come down, because I know a lot of people, myself included, actually, who'd love to refinance. I know other people, too, who would love to be able to either buy a new home or at least maybe buy their first home. But interest rates right now, somebody even mentioned the other day that they're beginning to tick up a little bit. Is that true? Or I should say
mortgage interest rates? Sure. It depends, Rich, on which kinds of rates we want to look at, which markets, whether you just want to do, fixed or variable, if you want to do 30-year, 15-year, or one of a dozen different other products we have. They're not moving at the moment. They're not moving up or down really appreciably. It's not like we've made a big leap in either direction over the past week or so. But whatever the case, if you really want those rates to come down, it's not that the Fed needs to be targeting an interest rate used by financial markets where banks are lending money to each other on a short-term basis. Instead, they need to be selling off their balance sheet. They need to be reducing the assets that they have there. That's what is ultimately going to put downward pressure on those real-world interest rates. But the Fed just has no intention of doing that. In fact, they're very likely going to start doing exactly the opposite, because the way the Fed looks at their monetary policy tools today, they're not looking at them, Rich, from the standpoint of these are ways that we can increase or decrease market interest rates. These are ways that we can increase or decrease inflation rates. Instead, they have reduced everything down to simply the financial plumbing. In other words, do we have enough liquidity in the system for the financial sector? And that is the basis on which they're making all of their decisions. And so, again, very soon, they're likely to not only stop selling off the balance sheet at the anemic rate they are, but instead they're probably going to start adding back to the balance sheet, which is what got us into this mess in the first place.
So basically, if you do want to refinance your mortgage, wait. Is that kind of the short answer?
Well, the problem is, Rich, that, look, I would love to be able to say, these are the ways all the economic winds are blowing. This is what the kind of economic crystal ball shows. And therefore, we know the Fed is going to do either A or B. The problem with Powell and company is that the data can very clearly indicate they should do A, and instead they do B. Again, last fall was a perfect example of that. So I do think the Fed is probably going to put in at least one more rate cut this year, not because that's what they should or shouldn't do. That's just what I think. That's where I think their thinking is. But again, my big fear is that they are not only going to stop selling off the balance sheet, which they've been doing very slowly. I think they're going to actually start adding back to it, which is just going to cause all kinds of problems, and not just in financial markets, but in consumer markets especially. You know, again, where it really matters, things like your mortgage rate, the interest rate on your student loans, on your auto loans, et cetera, your credit cards, for goodness sakes.
Dr. E.J. Antoni, I was reading a story the other day that the average American automobile on the road right now is about 12 years old. And the reason why I was reading it is because they were talking about the state of radio and how, you know, new cars nowadays are coming online with big fancy touch screens. And obviously, you know, there's all apps built in and everything like this. A lot of cars don't have AM radio in them anymore. But a lot of cars on the road still, 12 years is the average age of a car. Now, I don't know the lifespan of a car, and I'm sure it varies by manufacturer. But at some point, those cars, as they get older, have to be replaced. So then you're talking about then auto loans, too, where we're starting to see things again like 0% APR and low rates on that. I know the president has they put in with the One Big Beautiful Bill. You can deduct the interest on an American made car. But still, at the same time, though, for a lot of Americans, they may have to get a car soon within the next year or two. So that's another problem that I don't think we're really talking about.
Right. And the subprime auto market, can you believe that's even a thing? There was the subprime housing market, which, okay, housing is a huge market. But cars, people are so dependent on financing their vehicles today that there's now a subprime market even for automobiles. I mean, the fact that we're in a place like this, Rich, speaks of what kind of desperate straits the average American consumer has been pushed into over the last 4 or 5 years. And so, again, what we're looking at right now is a case where, and these are depreciating assets, they lose value over time, not like a home. You're looking at cars where people are having to not finance a vehicle purchase for 2 or 3 years or even 5 years, which for a while there was standard, but increasingly you're seeing 7 and 8 year loans.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. I mean, this means that most people, even though you're paying off the car, right, as time goes on, it's also going down in value. And so even if you have to, let's say, sell the car before the loan is paid off, you're still a lot of times going to owe money because the car is going down in value so quickly, faster than you're actually paying down the debt. I mean, this is a terrible situation for a lot of folks to be in. And it's part of the reason why increasingly people are having to hold on to vehicles. Now, some of that, Rich, is the fact that cars are better quality today than yesteryear, and they're lasting longer than they used to. That's absolutely the case. But people are holding on to the cars longer than the increase in durability, let's say. And the reason I know that is because I can look at data from repairs, and I can see, all right, we are increasing more, and we are replacing more and more engines in these older cars and transmissions, big ticket item repairs, right? So it's not simply, all right, I need a new wheel bearing or I need a strut or, you know, something like that. It's a big ticket item. I need to replace the engine, something that I never would have done before. You'd sell the car or junk it or whatever the case may be. But now, because people can't afford to do that, they're having to do those repairs and hold on to the car longer. So it's not just the fact that you can get 200,000 miles out of an engine today instead of 100,000. It's that people are having to keep it past that 200,000 and still replace the engine because they can't afford the alternative, which is buying another vehicle.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's going to be the impact of China and their threats now that they're going to cut off all rare earth minerals to the United States?
Well, it's not just to the United States, though, Rich. They're really threatening the entire world. And see, this is where, you know, the CCP, in stark contrast to a republic like we have here, where we have elected officials. Those elected officials are ultimately beholden to the American people. That's not the case for the CCP. The lesson that they have learned whenever there's unrest in their country is they crush it. They double down. They don't apologize. They don't change course. By contrast, here in the United States, elected officials have to if they want to stay in office. That's what Bill Clinton had to do in the 90s, right? He had to pivot from being a leftist to being much more moderate. That's how we got a balanced budget, a surplus even. That's how we got some minor tax reform even in the 1990s. So, again, what China is doing is they are doubling down on failed policies, and they're not just doing it with the United States. They're trying to strong-arm the rest of the world. They are trying to hold everyone's supply chains hostage in order to get what they want, and I just don't think that's going to work well for them. When it comes to things like rare earths, The name, you know, it's a bit of a misnomer. They're not rare from the standpoint of they represent a very small portion of you know, the Earth's crust, let's say. Rather, it's the fact that they're very dispersed. In other words, you have to process a whole lot of dirt in order to get a reasonable quantity of these rare earths. Whereas if you go to a coal mine, let's say, you'll have an entire coal seam, an entire bed of coal in the earth. You find it, and now you have a ton of it. And you don't have to process a lot of other material out of the coal. It's the opposite with rare earths. So what I'm getting at here, Rich, is the fact that China's not the only game in town. Sure, they have huge open areas with tons of space where these different compounds, these different minerals are available. But they're not the only place. And so if they really want to play hardball with literally the rest of the world, we're going to find plenty of other alternatives that maybe right now aren't cost effective. But if China puts these export controls on, you better believe they'll be cost effective, and China's going to lose out. They're going to become a pariah once again on the world stage.
Well, I mean, don't we have rare earth? And I know rare, but I mean, don't we have these minerals here? Is it just the fact that we just have not created the infrastructure so that we can go get them?
Right, you're absolutely right, Rich. We have them here. They're in Canada too. They're in plenty of other places. They're in Russia, lots of different locations. And you're right. We don't necessarily have. Maybe it's not so much we don't have the infrastructure, but we just don't do it in a cost effective way by and large. Now, with some infrastructure improvements, you absolutely could do it in a much more cost-effective way, and you could rival China in terms of the competitiveness there. So again, if China is going to shoot themselves in the foot on this, I say let them do it, and let us once again team up with the rest of the world against a common enemy.
Dr. E.J. Antoni, there is a course now offered by the University of Louisville in Kentucky. The University of Louisville, they're going to teach a class, and they're going to be using Taylor Swift. It's called Swiftonomics, using Taylor Swift to teach people supply and demand and scarcity. I don't know if it's an elective or not, but I'm not sure if I would want to be with the people that would want to sign up for this class. But nevertheless, is using Taylor a good lesson in this? Because, I mean, she did have to buy back her entire catalog of music, right, from the original company that at one point she signed a contract with.
Well, oh goodness, Rich. I mean, if her ability to make economic decisions is as bad as her ability to choose men, I mean, oof, certainly wouldn't take that course.
She has sung about that quite a bit, EJ. That's true.
You know, but look, hey, it doesn't matter if it's Taylor Swift or if it's another pop star or whatever. I mean, you can look at you can look at sports players, right? There are whole courses on sports economics, for example, and the unique ways that you can apply the laws of supply and demand to all kinds of marketplaces. Again, whether that's something like sports or whether that's something like pop music. I mean, at the end of the day, the laws of supply and demand will not be conned. They are as real as the laws of physics, and there is no way to evade them. And they have all kinds of actually really interesting applications. Heck, even the dating market, you could talk for hours about all the ways in which we're observing in very unique ways the laws of supply and demand at work in something like the dating market today.
Yeah, the dating market, it's interesting because there's a lot of apps that people are making money off of to, try to connect people. But everyone I talk to who's single, who uses them, absolutely hates them. So I guess there'll be more on the way. That's good. Dr. E.J. Antoni, let me ask you this question. I wanted to ask you this because, as we're talking about the government shutdown right now, Democrats are still digging in their heels on this, over not reopening the government. Air traffic controllers are not getting paid. These are people already have an incredibly stressful job dealing with technology that's from the 1979 game of Pong. But the Democrats are digging in here. I guess I don't understand when they say the Republican health care crisis, what the hell they're talking about.
They're talking about the fact that the gravy train is ending for all of the voters that they tried to import from around the world for the last 4 years, basically. The Republicans are shutting off the spigot when it comes to giving all these illegal aliens tons of different benefits, including health care. And sure, you will have some Democrats who flat out deny that's happening, except they're the same Democrats who are up in arms that, the gravy train is ending. Okay, if you're so concerned about it, then, if you're going to protest it ending, then why are you saying it's not happening in the first place? I'm sorry, both can't be true here, people.
Yeah.
The so-called crisis of health care is completely manufactured. And when they talk about the rural hospital end of this, Rich, one of the things, and this is actually something that we addressed on your show months ago, when we were discussing the Big Beautiful Bill, as it was known at the time, there's this loophole, and Obamacare made it a whole lot worse, where hospitals basically have to pay a tax, but then for treating patients who are getting government assistance, they actually get back a multiple of the cost. In other words, they might have to pay a dollar into the system, but they can get up to $9 back depending on the patient. And what one of the provisions of the One Big Beautiful Bill was to say, no more. We are capping that. Maybe you're not going to get a 1-9 ratio. Maybe it's only like 1-3. And the hospitals were up in arms about it. They said, no, don't take away this tax. that we're paying. Who the heck ever said they wanted to pay more in taxes? Well, when you're getting back from the government even more than you pay in the tax, it's a good deal for you. So the Republicans closed that loophole. And to make up for the fact that rural hospitals would get hit particularly hard, they actually put in a fund worth tens of billions of dollars to try to cover that shortfall. The Democrats are saying, oh, you're going to, you know, crush hospitals and this, that, and the other, all this nonsense. No, we are closing a loophole that the health insurance system was using to scam the taxpayer. Don't do any of this. This is the economic equivalent of victim shaming. It really is. You are saying that the people who have been abusing the system and abusing taxpayers are somehow the people who are victims or at fault here. No, I'm sorry. The victim is the taxpayer. Okay, and the vindicator, if you will, was the One Big Beautiful Bill. And there is absolutely no reason why Republicans should walk any of that back or give any ground on this. None whatsoever.
Well, Dr. E.J. Antoni, I appreciate you saying that, because I think a lot of the histrionics of the Democrats are completely made up here. We're talking about 75 days, right? So we have to go through this entire thing again. So even if the government opens today, 75 days from now, they got to go through this entire exercise all over again. So, I mean, it really is just theater and grandstanding, as far as I can tell.
100%. And look, at the end of the day, much like China, actually, these folks are not negotiating in good faith. The Democrats, and actually not just the Democrats, because there are some Democrats who crossed over, who did want to say, okay, let's do a clean CR and give us ourselves time to negotiate, right? But most of the Democrats, the vast majority of them, and then even some of the, you know, guys like Ron Paul, Rand Paul, we're basically saying, nope, we don't want to do it, and voted against the continuing resolution because they want to hold the military hostage. They want to hold the air traffic controllers that you mentioned, Rich. They want to hold them hostage. All these different folks, they want to hold them hostage to force the rest of Congress to give away all kinds of goodies to the special interests and to the donor class. I'm sorry, but we're done doing business as usual. It's not going to happen anymore. But that's what they want to do. If they really did want to negotiate in good faith, as you know, Rich, what they would do is pass that clean CR and say, okay, we're just going to continue with business as usual, and we will take this time, like you said, the next 75 days or whatever it may be, in order to have these negotiations so that we're not holding people hostage, so that we're not preventing any hardworking folks who keep us safe from getting paid, so that we're not jeopardizing those families' financial security. But that's not what they're doing.
This is why everybody hates them. I mean, just the bottom line, this is why everybody hates them, because they're we can see through it, and it's pure grandstanding, and it's just frustrating to have to keep listening to Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer when they're the ones who control the votes on this, not the Republicans, because the Republicans are all voting to open the government. It's Republicans and a couple Democrats like Fetterman and, you know, a couple others. But otherwise, it's them. And yet they're still calling it the Republican shutdown. How the hell is it a Republican shutdown if all the Republicans are voting to open the government? I mean, I don't understand that.
Well, yeah, exactly. And as difficult as it is, though, to have to listen to guys like Schumer and guys like Jeffrey just lie through their teeth day after day, the one upside is that now when you do have to watch them lie through their teeth, you can have a laugh because they're wearing sombreros and there's, you know, a mariachi band playing in the background. So it's a moment of levity.
It is, in fact, very, very entertaining. Well, it's great to have you back, my friend. It's always great to see you. Hopefully I'll see you in New York again next week or whenever I get another chance to see you. But in the meantime, Dr. E.J. Antoni, follow him on X at Real E.J. Antoni, except no substitutes. He, of course, is the chief economist of the Heritage Foundation and our chief economist for the show. Thanks, buddy. Great to see you yesterday, and we'll talk soon.
Great. Hey, thanks for having me, Rich.
Absolutely.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Zeoli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Bob's Little Sports Shop has an event coming up for the ladies. It's a ladies' sporting day. And, you know, ladies shoot, that's a lot of fun because, ladies, you got to learn how to shoot. You got to learn how to properly use a firearm. guys too. But here's why I love Bob's. I love Bob's because they take firearms ownership very seriously, and they are there to make sure you become responsible gun owners. And I think being a responsible gun owner is incredibly important. Not only is it a way for you to protect your family, protect yourself, but it's also a way for you to be able to learn and enjoy the process of going to the range with your friends, with your family, and making a day out of it. And that's what Bob's is all about. Bob's is about having a lot of fun. No alcohol or drugs, though. No alcohol or drugs permitted. They have their ladies event coming up in a couple weeks, and all you got to do is go to their website at bobslittlesportshop.com. You know why I love Bob's Little Sports Shop? I love Bob's Little Sports Shop because it's family-owned and it's family-operated for over 60 years. That's right, 60 years. In New Jersey, of all places. And they have a pistol range. They've got firearms training, lessons for all skill levels. They even have a gun cleaning class, too. So it's manufacturer specific, and it's only $35. You learn how to properly take care of your firearm, and that's a great thing. Intro to firearm safety, NRA certified firearms instructors, and they have the ladies shoot Sunday, September 7th coming up. I'm sorry, that passed. I'm sorry. The wrong date on that one. And they also have their co-ed shoots coming up as well. So all you got to do is go to bobslittlesportshop.com and sign up today, because these classes always do sell out. And there's a reason for that, too, because people have a lot of fun going there. Now, you can also have an event there as well. And maybe you've never thought about doing that. It's an event at a gun range, an event at Bob's Little Sports Shop. Well, why not? I mean, think about an out-of-the-box event. You go there and you have fun, up to 30 people. For a bachelor party, bachelorette party, maybe you want to do it as a corporate event as well. Again, no alcohol or drugs permitted, but you'll get certified instructors, NRA range safety officers, and you'll also have a great time doing it as well. They can also do events for up to 10 people during business hours. They're right on Delsey Drive in Glassboro, New Jersey. And you know what I love about Bob's Little Sports Shop, too? They stand with our show. They are our official show sponsor when it comes to firearms and all things Second Amendment and freedom and liberty. So go see them today. The incredible selection, incredible people, and great events, classes, ladies shoot coming up in a couple weeks, and so much more. Bob's Little Sports Shop.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., wealth management specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All righty, so remember that train wreck Katie Porter from California? She's a friggin' mess. Well, she's now trying to walk back everything that she did wrong when she was just being herself. See, people like this always make me laugh because they're horrible human beings and their horribleness just comes out and you can't get away from the fact that they're absolutely horrible. And if you remember, Katie Porter did a number of things that were absolutely horrible, a number of things. So let's review, shall we? Let's review. She was caught berating her staff over a Zoom that this woman who works for her got in the shot. That was one of the things that came out. Get out of my effing shot. There was that. But the big one was the time that she was sitting there with a reporter, and then she decided she was done answering questions. And then that was it. She was done. She was just done. She just shut it down. Let's go back to that. Start there. Cut number 12. Was a CBS local interview, and she's running for governor of California, and she just got fed up with the interview, and she was done. Cut 12.
What do you say to the 40% of California voters who you'll need in order to win, who voted for Trump?
How would I need them in order to win, ma'am?
Well, unless you think you're going to get 60% of the vote. You think you'll get 60%. Everybody who did not vote for Trump will vote for you. That's what you're
saying. In a general election, yes. If it is me versus a Republican, I think that I will win the people who did not vote for Trump.
What if it's you versus another Democrat?
I don't intend that to be the case.
So how do you not intend that to be the case? Are you going to ask them not to run?
No. I'm saying I'm going to build the support. I have the support already in terms of name recognition. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to do the very best I can to make sure that we get through this primary in a really strong position. But let me be clear with you. I represented Orange County. I represented a purple area. Mm-hmm. I have stood on my own 2 feet and won Republican votes before. That's not okay. Something every candidate in this race can say. If you're from a deep blue area, if you're from L.A. or you're from Oakland, you don't have an experience.
But you just said you don't need those Trump voters.
Well, you asked me if I needed them to win.
So you don't.
I
think
feel like this is unnecessarily argumentative. What is your question?
The question is the same thing I asked everybody, that this is being called the empowering voters to stop Trump's power grab. Every other candidate has answered this question. This is not
correct. Argumentative. And I said I support it.
So and the question is, what do you say to the 40% of voters who voted for Trump?
Oh, I'm happy to say that. It's the do you need them to win part that I don't understand. I'm happy to answer the question as you have it written and I'll answer it.
And we've also asked the other candidates, do you think you need any of those 40% of California voters to win? And you're saying, no, you don't.
No, I'm saying I'm going to try to win every vote I can. And what I'm saying to you is that...
Well, to those voters. Okay, so you...
I don't want to keep doing this. I'm going to call it. Okay. Thank you.
You're not going to do the interview with us?
Nope, not like this. I'm not. Not with 7 follow-ups to every single question you ask.
Other candidate has answered follow-ups.
I don't care. I don't care. I want to have a pleasant, positive conversation, which you ask me about every issue on this list. And if every question you're going to make up a follow-up question, then we're never going to get there.
Ms.
And we're just going to circle around.
I am an investigative reporter.
I have never had to do this before, ever.
You've never had to have a conversation with
a reporter? To end an interview.
Okay, but every other candidate has done this.
I'm running for governor because I'm a leader. So I am going to make...
So you're not
going
to answer questions from reporters? Okay, why don't we go through? I will continue to ask follow-up questions because that's my job as a journalist, but I will go through and ask these. And if you don't want to answer, you don't want to answer. So nearly every legislative...
I don't want to have an unhappy experience with you. And I don't want this on camera.
I don't want to have an unhappy experience with you either. I would love to continue to ask these questions so that we can show our viewers what every candidate feels about every one of these issues that they care about. and redistricting. It's a massive issue. We're going to do an entire story just on the responses to that question. And I've asked everybody the same follow-up question.
Now, listen, that may have been just a bad day. Maybe she was just having a bad day. You know, it happens, right? Everybody has bad days, and then what are you going to do? Okay, but then there was the time that she yelled at a staffer to get out of her effing shot. So maybe that was also a bad day. Maybe she had just another bad day. Cut number 11.
We did a study recently this fall in September, and what it showed is if we don't electrify our transportation sector, that we're going to lose more than 500,000 Californians dying prematurely to air pollution and other problems, and the state could lose four. Get out of my shot.
I wanted to tell you that that's actually incorrect. It's not that it's electric vehicles. It's that if we don't make a commitment to any of the Paris Climate Accord.
Okay. It does. Okay. You also were in my shot before that. Stay out of my shot. Okay. I'm going to start again with electric vehicles saving us money.
Perfect.
Okay.
Okay. Now, let's cue up cut number 10, because maybe that was just a bad day. Maybe that was also a bad day. So, you know, I mean, who doesn't have two bad days? Am I right? Cut 10.
Oh, yes. This is why I didn't want to. I need the lights off, the bright lights. I'm so sorry, but I am about to get on. Bernard, I need you to turn these off. These that are killing me. Hang on 1 second, everybody.
No, we should put the computer up on the door.
Yes, yes, we should have. Yeah. Yes. Okay, everybody, I'm not that dark.
It's too dark.
Just a minute.
Could be a bad day. You know, blood sugar low. Could be hangry. Mm-hmm.
Okay, everybody, I'm sorry about that. I am in a TV studio getting ready to go on Cuomo, and so I had all those studio lights on me, and I couldn't see myself or see you guys.
Okay, but then I know what you're thinking. Could there be more videos? So let's cube cut number 9 here. Could there be more videos of her berating staffers and being snarky to them and sarcastic to them? Because remember, she could have just been having a bad day. So the answer to that, of course, would be no. There are no more videos out there. I was just having a bad day. I was hangry. My blood sugar was low. You know how it goes. So then no more videos of you berating staffers or talking to everybody like you are an entitled bee. Right? Cut 9.
Should California voters feel confident that there aren't any more Katie Porter videos out there?
Well, what I know is that I could have done better in those moments. I'm going to be focused on earning their votes and earning their trust. That's true in every election. I've only ever had tough elections. So I'm absolutely aware that I'm going to have to continue to show them. I'm going to have to answer every question. I'm glad I got to continue that interview and finish that interview and answer all her questions. And that's what I'm going to continue to do, to show Californians not only that I understand their problems, but that I have the will and the strength of character to actually get something done about them.
But not just the CBS interview, the interview with the staffer. Can voters be confident that there won't be another one of those videos that's going to come to light?
What I do know is that I could have done better in that situation.
But that's not a no. So is there potentially another video that we're going to see?
Nikki, I'm going to be honest with you. I know that video was several years ago, as you know, and I apologize to the staffer. That's super important to me, and will continue to try to hold myself to do better. That's what I can promise.
But not that there's not going to be any more videos, because that's what people are wondering. Are we going to see something else like that?
I can tell you what I've told you, which is that I am taking responsibility for this situation, and I'm also not going to back down from fighting back for California, from being tough. I don't think this is a moment where the same old is going to cut it. But that doesn't change the fact that what I did to that staffer was wrong. I've acknowledged it to her in that moment, and I'm acknowledging it now.
So there are other videos, aren't there? And they're going to be coming out, aren't they? That's how I kind of interpreted that. I think it's fair to say there's probably a whole library of videos about to come out. Matt DeSantis, you also wanted to remind me of a time that she did what to her husband?
Well, this might be the wildest Katie Porter story. So a while back, Politico reported that Katie Porter's ex-husband, Matthew Hoffman, alleged that during a 2006 argument, Porter raised a ceramic bowl of steaming hot mashed potatoes and dumped it on his head, which actually left behind burns. He also accused her of verbally abusing him and throwing objects at him. And she also restricted his use of a cell phone.
I mean, who among us hasn't thrown a scalding hot dish of mashed potatoes at our spouse's head? Am I right? You know, let the first person who has not thrown scalding hot mashed potatoes on their spouse's head cast the first mashed potato. Am I right?
We've all been there.
We've all been there. And you know the saying, those, if you're going to be... You know, if you're going to be going after somebody for throwing scalding hot mashed potatoes on their spouse's head, those people usually live in scalding mashed potato homes, if you catch my drift.
I also love that a grown man wasn't allowed to use his cell phone because Katie Porter said so.
Well, would you want to get scalding hot mashed potatoes thrown at your head a second time? No.
I guess he learned his lesson.
Yeah, so if she says, put down that phone, he's like, okay, all right, no problem. She's got, can't you just see her like a total psycho, like Kathy Bates in Misery, just whipping her mashed potatoes, got a big ladle, just staring at him and like picking up the ladle and being like, put down the phone. And you see the steam coming off the mashed potatoes and it's like, put it down. Okay. It's down. That phone's down. Phone's down. And then he goes to pick it up again. And then boom, mashed potatoes are right in his face. Could have been worse. Could have been sweet potatoes. At least mashed potatoes are delicious. Once you get over the scalding sort of, you know, third degree burn aspect of everything, they are, in fact, delicious. Just saying.
Assault aside, it was a delicious snack. That's true.
Yeah, delicious snack. And I don't know. I'd rather have scalding hot mashed potatoes thrown in my head than cold mashed potatoes. They get very heavy. That could be like a baseball getting thrown at your face. You know what I mean? If they're cold
true.
And out of the fridge.
And not as delicious.
And not nearly as delicious. And with Thanksgiving right around the corner and times being tough for people, you know, just saying. So I'm shocked, though, that that's her ex-husband, because I figured a marriage like that would have lasted forever.
It seemed like they were pretty happy, yeah. And also, I like your idea. That's a great campaign move. Thanksgiving right around the corner, maybe Katie Porter's gubernatorial campaign could hand out mashed potatoes for the poor.
I think what they should do is just do a giant food fight at one of her rallies. You know? I mean, go all in. Embrace it, Animal House style. Just, you know, food fight and da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, you know? And then just go all in. Own it. Maybe people would like her if she could actually laugh about herself. She should have said in that video, so we're going to be more videos of you berating staff. It should have been like, oh, you know it. You know they're coming. Okay?
They're definitely out there. There's no doubt about it. Otherwise, she would have just said no. I can't wait for the next one, honestly.
I'm wondering what it's like to berate a staffer for not finding a video of a staffer being berated by Katie Porter. So you could make a video of Katie Porter berating the staffer for not finding the video of Katie Porter berating the staffer and just be in a giant time loop, you know what I mean? And in sort of a like a mystery wrapped in an enigma right there. To be like, this new video just came out of you berating a staffer. Yeah, but that was because the staffer didn't find videos of me berating her that were clearly out there. So she had it coming because she should have found the videos of me berating her the last time, not this time, then, now. Okay? Got it? You'll be like, yeah, I guess you have a point. Just don't throw scalding mashed potatoes at my head, okay? Anyway, I'm going to miss her when she's no longer running. She might be my favorite candidate right now. But then we have Nancy Pelosi screaming, though.
Oh,
the vampiric one was screaming. So now what happened here today?
So this is on Capitol Hill. A reporter asked her about January 6th, and she was just having none of it. She snapped at the reporter, and I don't want to give anything away. Just listen and enjoy. This is Cut 31, Justin.
Congresswoman Pelosi, are you at all concerned that the new January 6th committee will find you liable for that day? Are you at all concerned about the new January 6th committee finding you liable for that day? Why did you refuse the National Guard on January 6th?
Shut up. I did not refuse the National Guard. The president didn't send it. Why are you coming here with Republican talking points as if you're a serious journalist?
The American people want to know. We still have questions. Thank you.
Shut up! Shut up! The only questions I take are from friendly journalists, not ones that actually challenge me in anything. Shut up! Don't make Katie Porter throw steaming hot mashed potatoes at your head, all right? Shut up! Ah, that vampiric civility. Could have been worse, though. Could have had scalding mashed potatoes thrown at her head and then Nancy Pelosi ripping her neck out and drinking her blood. So, just saying, you know. Things could have gone downhill very quickly in that situation. All right, coming up in the next hour, let's find out how bad the Democrat policies on energy will be if Democrat Mikey Sherrill gets her way. But Dr. Mike Veneria is a great friend, and he is my dentist, and he is the master of dental implants. So for 12 years, he's been recognized among his peers as the guy. What does that mean? That means that other dentists send their patients to Dr. Mike for the really complex stuff, the complicated dental stuff. So let's say you're in a position where you got to get an implant. You need crowns, whatever it is, the real complicated stuff. The question I have for you is, you're going to go to the closest dentist? You're going to go to these pop-up chain dental offices? Or are you going to go to the best? The best, of course, being Dr. Mike Veneria, Veneria Dental. The answer is, you go to the best. You go to the guy that Mama Zioli recommended for me and my family. And that's why we go to Dr. Mike Veneria, for that very, very reason. Now, Bridget got a beautiful smile upgrade from Dr. Mike last year. Her smile was great before, but she had veneers. They needed to be replaced, and she got beautiful caps, and her smile has never looked better. And now, if you've been putting off getting an implant consultation, or maybe you've had an estimate from another dentist, get a second opinion with Dr. Mike. You get a free implant consultation. Look, this is complicated stuff, and you want to go to the right person, the right dentist for this. And you should know that, you know, who doctors and other dentists choose for their health care matters. They could be very, very picky. So when Dr. Maz, for example, chooses Dr. Mike Veneria, you know there's a reason, because he's the best. When you've got other dentists sending their patients to Dr. Mike Veneria, knowing that it's their name on it, you know he's the best. So go to the best. And that's my guy, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, right over the bridge, 856-786-2020. Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., wealth management specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. so MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.